This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Does he do the method of you laying on your back and him pressing, or the pickup? And like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I usually just like roll on top of him and he'll like do it real quick. Yeah. But like when he, first of all, he just doesn't ever want to do it. And I have to be like, do it now. Like I need this now.
And does that not hurt with your boobs to get squeezed?
It feels uncomfortable, but it's not like, it's not painful. But
gotcha.
To me, there's like nothing more sensual and amazing than having my back cracked. Like it really does something for me, and I need it every single day. And last night he was like, you have no more cracks. Like, I can't do it. And I'm like, that's not true. You're not trying hard enough. And I got like irrationally, I get really upset when someone tells me there's no more cracks. Like, there's always more cracks. Whoa. I just remember that I had the most insane dream. The most realistic dream.
Last night?
Mm-hmm.
Are we recording yet? Oh, gorge. What happened?
I've been having crazy dreams since I went on Prozac.
And
I used to never have any dreams or remember them, and now they're very vivid.
That makes me want to go on Prozac. I like don't need to be on antidepressants, but that makes me want to.
Really?
I love dreaming. Like I love
hate it.
Okay, wait. So what happened?
I just like, oh my God, I cannot believe I forgot this. This is kind of fucked up. But my friend was murdered in the dream.
So did you just have the thing just now where you felt like a little bit of a weight lifted because you remembered that he's not dead?
No, I hated him. I'm kidding. No, I was just thinking about, I don't know what brought this on, but I was thinking about a room. It must have been a room that in the dream, the murder happened in that room. And then I thought about that friend and I was like, oh, it's too bad. He's gone. Like he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, I had grieved him in the dream. Like
no,
years had gone by.
Yeah.
And like, I actually felt like he was dead today. I should check in on him.
Yeah, that's one of, I feel like that's one of the most intense, I remember there was this day once where I was so sad all day and I couldn't shake it.
Right.
And then I vividly remember being in the car ride home with my mom from school and realizing that it was because I thought my cousin was dead. Like I had dreamt she had died and I was like, wait, she's alive. That was a dream. And then it completely weight lifted off of me. Ugh. That's so interesting.
I had that for like 2 years, but my cousin actually did die.
Oh, I'm
so bad now. Yeah, she's
I'm
dead.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was just a dream for you.
Wait, I was asking this before we started recording. When you were... Oh, wait. Welcome to Basic Training, a podcast with people that need help.
And people who have dead family members. There's nothing like a dead family member to really round out your life.
I have them. It's just not my cousin.
Right. No, the cousin's a pretty bad one. But whenever I meet someone else who's like suffered a great loss, I'm like, ooh, you're my type of person though. Like we're in the same club.
No, totally. I think
like,
that's
you're my girl.
Yeah. Trauma bonding.
It's a special type of person. If you're not with it, like
was it your
sorry.
Older cousin or your younger cousin? We don't
older
have to talk
cousin.
About it.
Yeah, she was 33.
Oof, that's too young.
It's tough, right?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What were you saying before?
Oh, when you were in school. On days where you would stay home sick during the week, what were the activities, like what were the shows, the daytime shows you want? Like what was your agenda on your home from school days?
It seems like you had a good one because
I didn't. I was like intense about it.
I was never, I hate to be one of those people who's like, I never got sick, but I never really did. And my parents were also not the type who would like give any leeway with if I was slightly sick. Like if I had a tumor, I would still go to school. Like not even because they were super strict, but like it was just such a routine and it would be such a disruption. And whenever I did stay home from school, which was maybe once a year, I would get so upset. Like I felt like I had FOMO.
Oh, interesting.
I was so fucking bored. My parents didn't let me do anything fun to compensate. It was like, you have to go read or something. Like they didn't let me hang.
I know what you mean. I feel like
I couldn't like watch TV.
Oh, okay. We had very different experiences.
Yeah, it was still a school day.
Well, because my parents are divorced, so it was different depending on the day. I would never stay home sick at my dad's house with us because I didn't want to.
Right.
But my dad was always like, you're not sick. My dad would never, I could have had 106 fever and like be vomiting. My dad would be like, you need to go to school. Like he did not believe in illness or doctors or medicine. He does now because he's had a bunch of medical problems. And now it's like, you know, doctors have some. I'm like, yeah, He had to have like bypass last year. I'm like, yeah, you do need to have like fucking doctors.
Right. But they let you hang out and have fun.
So my mom, well, if I was actually sick, like, so the thing was like, if it was like, if I was genuinely ill, like my mom would like dote on me. Like she would put me in bed. She would like bring me food. Like she would like take care of me.
Yeah.
Unless she had to go to work. But like, I wasn't like punished for being, like I was allowed to watch TV and lay on the couch. I remember one time when I was a little kid, there's a famous story from where I, like I remember in the first grade, I saw like some kids TV show where like a kid lied about being sick and stayed home from school. And I was like, well, that's the most genius idea I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
So that day I lied to my mom and said I was sick and I wasn't. And then the second she said I didn't have to go to school, I ran around the house and played all day. And she was like, that kid lied.
Right.
And then the next morning I woke up horrifically ill. And was like, mom, I'm so, it was like such a textbook boyhood cry wolf.
So funny.
And my mom was like, fuck off. You're clearly not sick. You lied yesterday. And during a spelling test, I horrifically vomited all over the room.
Oh, well, at least you got your vengeance.
My mom felt, I was like, I told her she was, and my mom's like picking me up from school being like, he lied yesterday, I swear. I vomited like on children in my class. It was disgusting. No, but anyway, two things to say. One, because my dad never believed I was sick, I always was like, am I sick or am I convinced or am I lying to myself? Like, I didn't trust my own intuition as to whether or not I'm sick. People who are like, I feel like there's like a two different kinds of people in life. Like, there's the people I feel like now who are so willing to be like, sorry, I'm sick, I'm not coming in. And I'm like, are you? And then there's the people who like absolutely refuse. Like, I feel like you're like one end of the extreme. I'm definitely towards like the saying I'm not sick end of the spectrum. So I kind of love when this is fucked up, but like, there is a little bit of peace on the days where you are so undeniably sick that it's like,
you can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like
you can't
when you
even
have like
feel
a fever and
it.
You have like a sore, you're just like, there's nothing. Obviously, I'm so thankful for my health. Illness is awful. I love that I live in a healthy body.
I'm not thankful for my health. I'm like ready.
Okay, well, I'm very thankful for my health. But no, but on those every once in a while where you're like, your joints are aching, you're like, I have to stay in bed.
Yeah,
there's nothing to
do.
There's like a little bit of a peace to that.
I get it.
But on the days where I was, every once in a while, I almost think it was like me. It was before we had the language of like a mental health day. But I feel like every once in a while in like middle school or high school, I would be like, I just can't do it tomorrow.
Right.
Like tomorrow's not the day. And my regimen was tight.
What did you do?
Live with Regis and Kelly.
Oh, that's fun.
Live with Regis and Kelly every morning. And I think, and then that immediately to from 10 to noon on TNT, Charmed. Obsessed with Charmed. So we'd watch Charmed from 10 to 12. And then we're in the lunch hour and you're home alone. So you can sort of really become a chef of all the pre-prepared food in your house. So like maybe we're doing some SpaghettiOs. Like maybe we're doing some like wheat thin nachos. That was a big one for me.
Wheat thin nachos?
Yeah, disgusting but delicious. Just,
oh my God.
Or Triscuit nachos. Triscuit nachos go off.
That's insane. That's insane.
Do you fuck with like
it's like putting Velveeta on cardboard.
Okay, well, I didn't use Velveeta. I used like Kraft mac and cheese.
A Triscuit is like a wicker chair.
I love a Triscuit. I adore it. My friend had a dinner party or like a drinks and apps party the other night, and we just had like cheese and crackers, and I was like housing Triscuits. I love a Triscuit. Wait, if anyone, hold on, this is important. Whatever company makes Triscuit, if anyone is watching this video, when I was in college, there was a kind of Triscuit called a sweet potato Vidalia onion Triscuit. It is no longer made. It was one of the most delicious things I have eaten in my life. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends were obsessed with them in college, and I need you to bring them back. I need you to bring the sweet potato Vidalia onion Triscuit back. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
So that was sort of my regimen. And then, you know, and then like realistically when I was in high school, then like the afternoon is porn.
Right.
And then your mom comes home
from
school.
Of course. No, you had to do the porn. Yeah. I used to always get so fucking excited when nobody was home and I knew that I could like masturbate. But as if like I wasn't totally fucking silent when I would do that. Like it's not like I was even watching porn. I was like,
just like
I was
in your
jerking
bedroom
off. I was staring at the ceiling and like imagining that I was like hooking up with some guy from like the guy from Election. That was like
Matthew
one of my biggest
Broderick.
Crushes. No, not Matthew Broderick, the guy who plays the other guy.
Wait,
the
I've
one
only
who
seen
plays...
Election once, and it's like, hold on, I'm going to look it up because I
okay,
want to know.
Okay, I had
about.
The most obscure celebrity crushes as a child, but one of my sexual awakenings, like, aside from the Jewish Ghostbuster, actually, they're all Jewish. The one who looks really Jewish with the glasses.
I know who you're talking about.
Harold Ramis.
He is hot.
I loved him. I had a thing for him, and I also had a thing
for Chris Klein.
No, that's not it. No.
Wait.
Ugh, gross. No, it's the one who played the teacher who slept with the student.
Matthew Broderick.
No, he doesn't sleep with a student.
Yes. Oh, he almost does.
He has like a weird like sexual, I don't know, like a kinky thing. But he doesn't sleep with anyone.
This guy?
Yes. What's his name again? What's his name?
Mark Harlick.
Okay. So Mark, listen, I know that he lives near me because I see him all the time at the farmer's market. Not here in New York, but where I grew up, I used to see him at the farmer's market. And I used to always think like that was like the first guy I ever masturbated to besides Jabba the Hutt, who's also the first thing I ever masturbated to. I'm like a disgusting person. Not Jabba the Hutt, the actual like the character, the concept of a young, beautiful woman in a golden bikini being tied to this big, fat, disgusting thing turned me on, and being like trapped with him like really got me.
Every day, the fact that you have told me you find me attractive hurts more and
I'm
more.
So sorry, but it's you have to understand that it's not like that's a. I have so many different types. I'm not attracted to Jabba the Hutt.
What's Jabba the Hutt?
What did I just say? I'm attracted to the notion. I'm not attracted to the being.
No, I get what
you're
saying.
You get it? Like I was like turned on when I was a kid sitting on the floor
watching.
It's sort
of like the female version of, do you know about Fuck Ugly Grannies right now? Do you know about this?
Is it just fucking ugly grannies?
No, there's these, like, I feel like, because it happened, it's like, I feel like it started like a year or two ago. There's these ads that started coming up on like all porn websites.
Okay.
Even is on, I get it on gay porn. So, okay. But it's not directed, it's definitely directed at straight men. But it's like this website where it's like, the premise seems to be that like, it's called, it's like an AI voice that'll be like, fuck ugly grannies right now.
Oh, yeah.
And, but you're not, the whole premise is that you, it's like you make the profile. And I think you have to fuck every granny that hits you up. And if you don't, you get kicked off. So it's like the idea that it's like you don't have a choice. It's like you must fuck these.
No, that's really funny.
It is funny, but it's the same thing, I think, where it's like, I think there are people that people want to have sex with, but right. They don't want to admit that they want to have sex with them. So you have to create a scenario where you have to have sex with them.
Right.
So then that negates that. And it, I mean, it's a kink.
It's a kink. But I understand.
Like, it's so far from my kink that I'll be like, ooh, that guy looks hot, click. And then it's like, fuck ugly grannies. And it's like these photos of like nice looking old women with right. their shirts off.
I get it. I'm into porn with old men.
Same.
Like old grandpas. Yeah, that's hot. I'm disgusting, whatever. Anyways, but please don't take offense. Mark Harlick, did you say?
Yeah.
Mark Harlick.
I think that's what it was.
I just used to always see him at the farmer's market and be like, you are so hot.
He's cute. No, he is cute.
But not like, of course, I think he's still handsome now. But like when he was
is
in election.
72 now.
Yeah. Like whatever. And when he was in election.
Yeah.
Look at him in election.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Mark Harlick.
He was cute. He was like so my type. He was just like kind of, you know, just a sweet Jewish looking guy.
Oh,
you know,
wait, my friend actually really looks like him.
Set it up.
He's gay. But
never
hold
mind.
On. Hold on. I'm going to show you a picture of my friend.
But I was really into that guy. He's in a bunch of other stuff. But whenever I see him, I'm like, ooh, that's my crush.
Oh, wait, he deleted all the pictures off.
So
Instagram.
Mark, does anybody know Mark? Hit me up. But I see him all the time at the farmer's market. And I don't know if it's like appropriate.
Wait, which farmers
for me
are the
say.
Tompkins?
No. I'm talking about in LA.
Oh.
I grew up
I
near
like,
the Fairfax
farmer's,
farmer's
market,
market
in New York. I don't think
no,
you
no,
could.
No. I see he lives in LA for sure. And I see
it.
Him there
okay.
all the time. And I just always think, like, would it be weird or flattering if I went up to this 70-year-old guy and was like, I thought you were so handsome when I was growing up and I had such a crush on you every time I saw you on TV.
You know what you don't really
see? He's not like an A-lister, so I think he'd be flattered. You know what I mean?
No, 100%. So one thing I'll say is like in this photo particularly, he's incredibly hot.
Thank you.
And
thank
also,
you.
No, I was not denying that he's hot.
Okay, I'm just saying in election, he's insanely hot.
But what I will say, another thing I will say is that I like as a society, we've like in general moved away from like men needing to like shave every day, like wet shave every day.
Yeah.
Which I think is like fine. Like, I don't really care about that. But I will say, like, you never see 5 o'clock shadow like that anymore.
Oh,
you never see
like
that.
Is the definition of a 5 o'clock shadow.
That I mean, that's
gets
like a
me.
That's like a 7 o'clock shadow.
Oh,
like his is intense.
God.
And it's like you never
it's
see
hot.
That anymore. And it's so fucking hot.
It's so hot.
It's like
I hate when a guy shows up and I'm like excited. I think he's hot and he's fully clean shaven, like not even with a shadow. Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
honestly, you're
think...
a man. You're not supposed to look like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not into it.
Okay, but would you prefer, okay, like let's say you're dating like this guy yeah. now.
Yeah. I'm
He's
I'm
gonna have to. He's gonna have to fully shave to get the 5 o'clock shadow. Are you okay with that? Like he'll have to be clean shaven in the morning and then that he'll look like that by like evening.
Either way, I think he's gorgeous. Like totally. At that okay. age, it doesn't matter. But like, I prefer a little bit of
it's
supple.
It's
so anyway.
Funny because you click through the photos and it's like him looking hot and then him sobbing because he just got caught having sex with a teenager.
I still think it's like, first of all, that is like the funniest fucking movie ever. It's so good. You need to watch it if you haven't seen it. But yeah,
it is a very.
I'm sorry.
Very
there's
good movie.
Sort of, there's semen in my eye. I'm just gonna be completely honest right now, and like I can't stop. It's watering and it's crazy. I'm just going to be completely
the moment
honest.
Of, I've been like trying to talk to the fact that you clearly have something in your eye.
It's just really
bugging
me. You
reveal it's semen. And then our producer goes, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds about right.
Do you want to go flush it out?
No, there's nothing I can do. I've tried flushing it all day.
When did the cum get in your eye?
Last night.
And it's still bothering you?
It's still bugging me.
Your boyfriend should get checked out. That seems like his cum is too caustic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's some fucking Clorox in this shit. Not it's Clorox. Really blinding me. And my Lumify wasn't even working. Can we get sponsored by them?
Well, I don't know what that is.
That's my, like, holy grail product.
What is it?
It, like, bleaches your eyeball and makes your eyes look so bright and beautiful.
That can't be good for your eyes.
Oh, no. I'm going to go blind at 50. But I love this stuff. And even that is not helping my semen eye, my cummy eye. And it wasn't even like intentional. That's the thing.
No one thought it was intentional. No one comes in an eye on purpose.
Well, you know, people like do, people do like face shots like on purpose.
Yeah, but you try to avoid the eye or you close your eye.
Right. I wasn't even trying to do like a cum shot on purpose. I wasn't even trying to do a facial.
I hate that in porn. Oh, I see what you're saying. I hate in porn when cum clearly gets in someone's eye and they don't react to it. I'm like, we all know that hurts.
No, it's disgusting. It's awful.
It's like, you should cut. Just cut the camera,
yeah, cut.
Dead ass, and go wash your eye.
I know. I know. But yeah, no, so I need some saline or something, but I wasn't even like trying to be all kinky. It was totally normal and it just happened. Like maybe I even rubbed my eye or something.
I remember one time my friend in high school was giving her boyfriend head and she sneezed after and the cum came out her nose and burned so bad she like cried to the point of like hysterically sobbing.
No, to be a woman, like we need government like assistance to be a woman. Like I think that we should get like a grant every single year just for being women who give blowjobs.
Yeah.
You should have to prove that you give blowjobs and get money from the government.
There's an office where you go suck a dick in front of a this wouldn't go wrong at all.
You have to like offer proof that you've given at least 2 blowjobs this year and you should get like financial like
give
a
you
tax
a license,
deduction.
So it's a way to hit on a guy. Like you can be out on it and be like, and just so you know, and you just bought so your you dick know. Sucking license.
I basically have one of those these days. Everyone knows I suck it. Anyways, I'm trying to. Okay, so I wrote notes. Just like my quick little things that I have to share.
Okay, gorge.
I can find it. The first one was I free bled at the SNL after party this weekend.
Okay. At this really point, fun. You like never wear a tampon. Dude.
No, it's really bad. It's fine.
Was the SNL after party fun?
It was super fun, but I thought it was going to be more of a casual affair because there's the after party and then there was like I guess this was an after party
so
and
it was super late.
It started at 3 like and people didn't show up till 4. We were like the lamos who actually went there.
Yeah.
And we just decided like I went over to my boyfriend's to just chill and watch TV. So anyways, what was I saying? So yeah, so the boyfriend had the connect this time and we went. He was saying like yeah, we might go at 3 just depending like it's going to be, you know, play it by ear.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend's like, I don't know if you guys realize that my boyfriend is fucking cool. And he, like, he likes to go down into the green room and, like, hang out with, like, the cool people at these places. You know what I mean? So I don't want to feel out of place. I want to feel like, oh, I knew that this was going to be a casual affair. So I decided not to change. So I wore exactly what I'm wearing now, which is my platform Uggs and my jeans and a cardigan. I show up to the after party. I'm like sitting next to Michael Che and I'm like, I can't believe Michael Che hasn't said anything about my platform Uggs. I was there from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. getting plastered and everyone there is rightfully just like dressed to the nines.
Gorge.
Beautiful,
yeah, yeah.
Hot girls. And I'm looking around everywhere like, does Shane Gillis notice my platform Uggs? I'm like... I'm also fucking free bleeding. Like, I don't have a tampon and I'm bleeding my ass off at the after party. Got super fucked up. I could have met, like, some of the most famous people on Earth. I wouldn't remember. All I know is that I was wearing my Uggs and I was free bleeding.
I love that for you.
I know. And Marcelo was like, I'm so happy you're here. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, actually, I specifically asked you to invite me. And I had to get it from somebody else.
Were you hungover?
Yes, and it's fucked up my sleep pattern for days now because I went to bed at like 7. Guys, if anybody has any solutions for semen in the eye, like I might come here with an eye patch next week. This is really, every time I even put even a little bit of pressure, I'm in intense pain.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What is in your boyfriend's jizz?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm excited for calls.
Me too.
Happy Leap Day. We're recording this on Leap Day. Can you believe?
It's Leap Day?
Yeah, it's the 29th.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How often is there Leap Day? What, every?
Every 4 years.
It's someone's birthday. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I went on a date. Only have a birthday every 4 years. I went on a date with someone who I actually talked about on this podcast because something funny happened, but. If I give both information, it'll be too revealing. But I went on a date with someone recently who I think his birthday was Leap Day.
Jesus. So that means he's only, what, 4?
Something like that.
Hi. I'm calling from Italy. Sorry for the accent. So I'm calling because last month I went to visit my BFF who lives in another city. And she kind of tried to set me up with a girl from her class, a friend of hers. I thought we were flirting and getting along nicely, but it turns out she didn't think the same. I mean, she didn't think we were flirting, I think. We would text. She asked me to sing for her, complimented my voice. We would hold hands. So when I went back home, nothing had happened. I was a little sad about it, but nothing happened. So there wasn't much to be sad about. Fast forward to some weeks later, my friend tells me that the girl asks about me in innocent ways. Just what I'm doing, what I'm telling her. She talks about my eyes and shit. So my interest sparks again. Right? Yes, one does. Plot twist. My friend calls me. She's coming back. She's moving to another city. I mean, abroad. She's moving abroad. And she calls me to tell me that they slept together a few times in the last days before she moved. She tells me again that she's neither a lesbian nor bi. She's sure she likes men. She would never spend her life with a woman or end up with a woman. And that it didn't mean anything. It happened and it didn't mean anything, but she needed to tell me and she wanted to know how I felt, if I was mad at her, if I hated her. My first reaction, well, I'm in shock when she calls me and tells me that, and my first reaction is to laugh, ask her if she liked it, if it meant anything for her, if it changed anything, and then also I tell her I'm not mad and that I would forgive her anything because it's probably true. I really love my best friend. But now I'm thinking about it. It's been a few hours because she told me a few hours ago. And I'm starting to feel kind of upset, but I don't know if I have to write the right to because nothing really happened between me and the girl, so I'm wondering if I'm overreacting, if I should just forget about it and go on, move on. But yeah, I'm a little confused. I'm not in a great time in my life right now, so confused.
Angel. Oh my God, I want to go give her a hug so bad. I've never wanted to go to Italy more in my life. I want to go and hug her so badly.
I'm so honored that she wanted to.
That we were like one of her first calls in that moment is so meaningful. Oh, Angel, I'm so sorry that you're like feeling rough right now.
Fuck.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing is it's unfortunately a perfect storm of a few things.
Okay.
In my opinion,
mm-hmm.
we've talked before about the specific thing of like a crush on someone you don't have regular access to can drive you insane. Like because like this person was a long distance person you hung out with like one or two times mm-hmm. and then it was long distance. They
yeah,
get to
that's
exist
the lack
perfectly.
Of information.
It's the lack of information that makes you feel like they're perfect. And then yeah. The crush becomes so much bigger than it would be if you actually saw this person every day.
Right.
Like it's that thing we've said, but like you become in love with the idea of them, not who they actually are.
Yes.
And you have to remember that your friend is seeing them every day. So they have a much more like real, so like the person they're seeing every day is not actually like this person that you have this idea about. Like those are actually kind of two different people, you know? I think it's fucked up that your friend hooked up with this person, but I don't think it's worth blowing your friendship over. Like this is your best friend who you love. I think that you could be like, hey, like, I think you can, it sounds like you're feeling like maybe your emotions are a little bit big for the situation. I think you can be like, hey, I want you to know I'm really upset. I don't necessarily think you did something awful. I think I'm just like going through a tough time. I really had like a lot of feelings about this person that I don't really understand. And like finding this out was just kind of overwhelming. Like, I don't think you did something, like, I don't think she did something like evil or awful, because again, like it wasn't like you were dating this person. You kind of had like a flirtation or whatever. I'm not based on that information, if I was in the best friend's shoes, I don't know that I wouldn't hook up with the person. Like, it doesn't sound like it was like that serious.
Right.
But I understand why you're upset. And I just think talk it through and your best friend will be there to support you. I think you're just like going through like a shitty time. I will also say I know I'm talking a lot.
No, this is
I think it's crazy when people say like, but it didn't mean anything. I don't think you get to say that, because it's like, it kind of tells the person like, sorry, this happened, but like, there's no reason that you should be upset about it. And it's
right.
like, it's like, well, it meant something.
Right.
Like, even like I've had sex with people who it's like, we were friends before, we were friends after. It's never going to change that. Like, it was just like a dumb thing. I've also had sex with people who I didn't know and I didn't know after.
Right.
But like the sex still meant something. Something happened. There were feelings in that moment.
Right.
Not like love or even like, can't, like, but like you, it existed. You know what I mean? I feel some way about when I eat fucking McDonald's tomorrow.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, things mean things.
Exactly.
So I think that like being like, we had sex, but it didn't mean anything is like a little bit like, I know we say it all the time, but I think it's like a little bit of controlling language. And it's just like, it's a thing that we just say, but I'm like, it did, but it did. It did.
Right. It's sort of like saying, you know, my issues with, don't take this the wrong way.
It's very that.
It just kind of bugs me. It's like, if you think that this is going to be taken the wrong way, then don't like prime me to feel like my response is invalid.
You're saying that because you know
right.
there's something there to be feeling about.
Exactly.
And it's like, I think that it's like, you could be like, hey, it was totally casual. Like, it wasn't a romantic thing, but we had sex last night and it was like really fun. And I'm like, and I'm realizing now maybe like you just need to use more words,
right.
I think. But like, it didn't mean anything is like something where it kind of like leaves our caller to kind of like be like, she says it doesn't mean anything, but I feel something about it. It's
right.
Like,
it makes you feel even more crazy.
Yes.
It's just not fair. I agree with everything you just said. I want to stress the importance of like, I know we say this word all the time. It's losing meaning at this point, but earnesty with your friend.
I don't think it's losing meaning. I think that, yeah.
I just think it's like a wonderful, I think that maybe it's just the word of the year for our podcast. Like, I think that we should adopt this idea of just like total honesty, even if it makes you extra vulnerable, or even when you're saying it, you feel embarrassed or crazy. Like,
well, because that's
you
the,
just
that's
have
the joy
to
of
say,
a friendship.
That's the joy of friendship. And honestly, it only brings you tighter. And like, I know being vulnerable like that and saying like, hey, maybe I fell a little too hard for this person. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but I'm just having such a hard time accepting this. Like that, just if I were to hear a friend say that to me, it would almost like, it would be so disarming, first of all, but it would be so like, I don't know, I'd be overwhelmed with respect and sort of like
100%.
The way that you just know yourself and you're not afraid to just say like, yeah, that's like how I felt. I know it's not totally reasonable and I know it's a little sensitive. I don't hate you, but I just like, I need to process this.
I
think that that's just like, it's beautifully
yes.
vulnerable and honest and self-aware. And like, that is the strongest thing you could possibly do. So much stronger and more sort of impressive and commands respect more so than like pretending that you weren't hurt or just convincing yourself to get over this. Like, I also think that a huge part of this, as you said, you're in a tough spot. You said that at the end.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a crush to really make a bad time in your life worse. It's sort of like it comes, it's almost like you give it to yourself because you know it'll like emphasize, it's like a self-sabotage thing. Developing a crush on someone who you don't see all the time, one of these like,
it's such a trap.
The obsession and also, with the idea of someone, it's like really emphasizes everything else that's wrong in your life. It reflects, it makes you like look at yourself through this other person's, like the lens of that person and judge yourself through them. When I've had bad crushes, when I'm also happen to be down in the dumps and I have like no confidence in myself, I think I tend to get crushes easily because I will project my insecurities 100%. And want to like look at myself through another person. And then I end up crying and freaking out and just being racked with anxiety all the time because I'm like, ooh, I hate myself so much right now. Imagine how he feels about me, a guy that I barely know, but that I've convinced myself I'm obsessed with.
Like, and it's like,
it's just a vehicle to hate yourself.
And
more.
I also think you're a little bit in that, we've talked about this before too, like you're in a little bit of the feedback loop of that thing that I hate the most, which is when you're more upset about something than you think you should be or think you're warranted to be, and then the guilt and shame about that is making you more upset, and then that spiral is like will make you explode. That's like when I'm like, yeah, and that happens with crushes so often,
right?
But you're gonna be okay. We love you. Just be earnest and open with your friend, and like don't come at her with anger of like fuck, but just be like, hey, like I think it's like what we're saying about calling out, being like, I know that this is a lot. I'm experiencing it as that too. I just want to talk to you about it.
This is some of the most important basic training we'll ever give, and something that
100%.
It's such the definition of basic training, because I always find myself explaining this to people and thinking like, wait, your mom didn't teach you this? Like, this is like
but
the
also,
most
you have to
important
reteach
thing.
It to yourself sometimes.
Well, just the lesson being, the basic training being, making yourself like being disarming and just making yourself sort of the stupid one. Does that make sense? Like being like, I did something a little irrational and crazy. You didn't do anything wrong, even though maybe your friend kind of did, but like you just make it like, I just listen to me.
I statements thing.
The I statements. It's so helpful.
100%.
Even if a person did do something wrong, to make them kind of see that and kind of comfort you or be human about it, to just say like, make it about yourself.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me. Like that is a really, not with breaking up, don't ever say that, but with fights and things, like it's not you, it's like my reaction is very blah blah blah. That is so disarming and really progresses the conversation. And I'm kind of, it is perfect basic training, because I'm always shocked at how few people sort of our age like forget that.
or how easy it is to forget it in a moment of emotion,
right? And just then being defensive and being mean or being going on the offensive rather.
Yeah,
it's just, it doesn't help.
Oh, sweetie, we love you.
I love you. I'm sorry, you're in a tough spot. This too shall pass, girl.
Oh, 100%.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, Talia and Jake. Hold on, let me pull up my notes because I didn't want to spend too much time and I low-key practiced this, so hold on.
We love you.
Basically, I'm a college student. My name is Will and I live in LA, and basically I'm gay, but I'm a twink. And I think I need to like become a twunk or a hunk even because of body standards, but I like being a twink. I'm a photographer and I just think it's very high fashion and sexy, but I'm also attracted to more buff dudes, or like parentheses bear as well. But I low-key think that like the LA gays don't fuck with me because I'm not like masculine enough, or I'm not feminine enough, and I don't want to put myself in a box, but I feel like I need to because of the way the gay community is and operates and finds attractive, if that makes sense. I also hope you guys caught my parentheses bear joke.
Duh.
I don't know if it was very funny, but I just thought
we love you.
I would
Will.
Include it, and yes, I read it with not much intonation because I have roommates and I don't want them to hear that. Anyways, love you guys so much, and I can't wait to listen.
Love you.
The next podcast. Okay, bye.
The best.
Love you.
If I may start off this conversation as a straight woman in the room. you're going to have to give me a couple. There were a couple words in there. Obviously, I know twink, but there were a couple things in there that you're going to have to define.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to say, as an outside observer, if this offers any validation for you at all, I've never been around. I've been very careful with my words here. My
faggot. No, sorry. Anyway, sorry, what were you gonna say?
If you had said that, it would have been so funny.
Sorry. Okay.
It is. Let's be real. Okay. I'll say another controversial thing. It is. I don't say it because I'm not gay, but it is the best slur.
Oh, yeah.
It is the best. It is the funny. When I see it in a movie or something, like, it is the way people deliver it is so good.
Yeah.
There's no other slur that is funnier as like a punchline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyways. I sometimes being around straight male guy friends, I'm like, oh, I could never be in this community.
You mean
because,
gay male guy friends?
Oh, did I say straight?
You said straight.
Sorry, I'm so used to saying straight. My bad. Being around my gay male friends, I'm like, the emphasis on looks in this community, and if you weren't a person who was totally confident in their body, just like, I think that my friends have a really hard time.
It's brutal.
Like, with Grindr and stuff.
It's brutal.
I just want to say, as an outside observer, I understand the emphasis there is on body type and, like, certain, I don't know. I just feel like it would be really hard, the body standards of being a gay male, especially in a city like LA or New York. It's from the outside looking in, I think that seems really hard. I just want to say that. So you're not fucking crazy.
You're not fucking crazy. But what I will say is, like, the older I've gotten and the more I've been in it, like, I felt, I mean, I've never been a, that's actually, see, this is what's crazy is I was about to say I've never been a twink, but then I could pull up photos where I was.
Yeah, you
but
were.
I didn't feel like
you
one at the time.
Twink.
I thought I was chubby as fuck. Like, right. My body dysmorphia was so bad. So it's like, I've never been someone who thought they were a twink when they were a twink, I guess is what I could say. But, like, the older I've gotten and the more I've, like, exclusively, like, spent a lot of time with gay men and been in gay male spaces, it's like, there's something that is, like, really crazy to unpack and learn is the dissonance between the body standards that men hold to themselves and then hold to the men that they have sex with. Like, the number of, like, huge muscle dudes that want to get fucking railed by like a 98 pound twink is huge. Like, there's so many, like, and the more, like, you, the only thing that really matters, it's so, I hate talking about this shit because it sounds so corny, but it is true. But, like, the only thing that really matters is that you're self-possessed and self-confident and, like, self-actualized in whatever body shape you are. Like, it's so boring, but it's like there are people attracted to every type. And what I would say conversely is, because gay men are already existing outside of norms in a lot of ways, they are much more adept to move outside of the norms of what they're attracted to than straight people. I think that, like, fat gay guys get a lot more action than, like, some fat women do. Like, you know what I mean? Or, and are certainly treated societally better in certain ways. I'm not saying it's easy for fat gay men either, but I'm like, I do think that there's a little bit more of a space for it. Like,
perfect,
because I think, I don't know. Yeah. I think that, like, what's going to be unattractive to men is not you being a twink, is you being a twink who wants to be something else. That's what people are going to find unattractive. So if you like being a twink, which it sounds like you already won half the battle, which is you have a body type that you like, just fucking run with it. You got handed the lottery ticket, just go cash it in. Like, honestly.
Nothing's better than confidence. We always say that. Yeah. Everyone says that.
And
nothing's
also
more attractive
bodies
than
fade.
That.
If you don't like being a twink, hey, you're going to be old one day. Like,
I know.
You're going to be a skinny old dude one day, or a fat old dude, or dead. You know, it's, you could die at 40. We don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think
I love the conversation direction you've taken.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just like, it becomes like, it just becomes less interesting. And I will say there are, I don't want to deny that there are, like, a group of gay men who are really obsessed with their looks and also obsessed with the looks of the men they sleep with. And they hold the men that they have sex with to not what they're actually innately attracted to, but to the, like, generalized beauty standard. And they are some of the most unhappy and, like, broken men I have ever met. And it is a really dark space and you don't want to be in that world.
There you go.
So that's all. I think that's all.
Yeah.
We love you, Bear.
Bear. Yeah, no, I
think that's, like, it.
I think that's it. I mean, just as a lady looking outside looking in, as I said, I noticed the body standard and the stress.
It's brutal.
My growing up in high school, one of my dearest friends in high school was a gay guy. And I just, like, I don't know. I felt like looking online and, like, the spaces that he was in looking for, like, people to date and hook up with, I was like, there is a big sort of, I don't know how to explain, but a categorization of body type in a way that I haven't noticed with us, even though, come on, we're women. There's lots of body standards. But, like, I was like, damn, like, there's a pressure to have a certain type in this world.
Yes.
And I noticed it. So you're not crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
Damn.
Not at all.
Seems hard.
Oh, we are right on schedule.
Hi there. I'm a new listener to your podcast.
Welcome.
And I'm really digging it, of course. My thing, I guess, is so I recently broke up with my boyfriend of like 4.5 years. We still live together. I broke up with him at the end of November, and it is like the middle of February now. Our lease isn't up until August. And like things are fine, things are cool and calm, and like we have other roommates, and like everything's so like normal that I don't really want to like rock the boat, I guess. But at the same time, like I want to get out and date and like maybe sleep with some people or whatever, and I just don't really feel like my house is like conducive to that at the moment. I don't know if I should move out before the lease ends or if I should just stick it out because like things are really fine. I don't know. Is it weird that I'm living with him in the first place?
Just fuck away
what
games,
you guys
right?
Think. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
Just play away games. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I guess if the only issue that you're having is that you want to hook up with people, but you have no problem living there otherwise, you're going to have to do
like
no home court.
Or like wait till he goes out of town and bring people home, or try bring a guy home once and see how it goes. But like if things are fine, I would like moving is such a pain in the ass. And the fact that there's roommates, that's what the difference. If it was just the two of them, I would be like, you got to get out.
But I still think though, if it seems like she's not saying I don't have the option of moving out, she's saying, should I move out even though I'm fine there?
If it's not going to financially really put you in a hole, yeah, move.
I think you should move, right?
But
like if it's not going to be
but
hard.
It's just, we don't, I guess like in my mind, like she sounds, most of our callers are young. I know that when I was like in my early 20s, moving would have, if I had to move unexpectedly, it would have really fucked me up financially.
It would fuck me up right now too.
Yeah. So it's like, don't, yeah, who am I kidding? I'm 31. It would so really fuck me up.
Like, okay, money bags.
No, not.
Just pick up and leave whenever you want.
No, but I guess I'm just saying don't put yourself in a finance, don't financially fuck yourself over if things are going well enough that you can stick it out to August. If it's just about getting laid, like, I don't know.
Just hook up with people at their places.
It's or use the money that you're saving on not moving and book a hotel.
Ooh, good point. There you
just
go.
Just a thought.
Yeah, I agree with everything. I just think that if it's the best thing to do, even if you're fine with living with them and it's going well and nobody's having fights or anything, you don't even realize that it's not helping you move on to live with the person.
No, well, that's undeniable.
If you ever have the option and it's not going to put you out, move. 100% move.
I agree with
but
that.
But if you really can't, then yeah, you're just going to have to fuck other people at their places.
Yeah,
like, I would say my one
thought
scenario.
My one thought bringing it up is maybe don't bring guys home to test it out just because if that goes badly, then you do have a bad living situation all of a sudden. So maybe don't do that. But you know the guy better than we do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks for starting listening. Tell your friends about the pod.
Yeah, that would be a great thing if you would. Just like anyone word else? Of mouth. If you like
share
this pod,
us on socials, tell your friends about us. We're going to do one more call. This isn't the end. We're just plugging it in the middle. Like
yeah,
this
just,
time.
That
go
would
rate
be
and
amazing.
Review if you haven't. Like, come on, guys.
Just real quick. I mean, that would be so fucking cool.
Repost our TikToks. That's fun.
Yes. Our TikToks do pretty well these days.
They're doing pretty well.
Just saying. I don't know. Like, it would be really awesome.
Hi, Dick and Talia. I'm calling in because there's this guy that I've liked for a while. And I want to start something with him. And I don't think he's going to make the first move, so I know I should. But I don't know how. And it's a particularly confusing situation because we're seniors in high school, and like a few years ago, we did like each other, and we went out, but it's a situation because we're seniors in high school, and like a few years ago.
We're juniors in high school, I met. Is that what she said?
I want to say this, yeah.
Can you put the phone here so it's closer?
Yes.
I'm like really struggling to understand what she said.
We did like each other and we went out, but it kind of got forced and I eventually lost feelings and I rejected him. I think I hurt him pretty bad, honestly. So there's that. And also, he recently got out of a very toxic situation with this girl, absolutely broke his heart. And I was the person who was there for him during all of that. And there was one thing where he told me he wanted to be completely done with women for a long time because all they've done is hurt him. And I can't really disagree with that because I am someone that's hurt him. But I've changed, and now I know I like him, and I want to start something. But I'm prepared. Like, do I just come out and tell him I like it? That seems very forward, and I've never done that before. So how do I make the first move when I've heard him, he's been hurt, or what do I do? Thanks.
So what she said, did you hear what she said? They dated when they were seniors in high school and she really hurt him. Can I?
Do you like him because he was with somebody else?
Right off the bat, I'm going to say this is one of the trickiest calls we have ever received, I think.
Think?
Yeah, because, well, okay. If that's not the case.
Yeah.
If you're not going the most cynical route and that she does actually like him, it's really tricky. Because this is not the right time.
I think that it's not. Is it not the right time because it's not the right time, or is it a product of the time? Like, I'm not saying that you don't like him. I think that you do. I'm not saying that you're just into him right now because you just saw him with another girl. But I think that a big part of this, like, the timing isn't a coincidence. I think that it's because he was just in a different relationship and, like, suddenly you kind
you
of
saw
wanna,
another
like,
side to him.
And
you
also saw, like, a girl treat him like shit. So now you're like, I want to fix it. Like, you just want to be better.
That was a really strange sound. Okay.
You know what I always think about?
What?
Never mind. Anyway.
What 9/11 sounded like?
No. Oh, that's I like don't want to know what 9/11 sounded like.
What were you going to say?
You know in movies when you like, when there's something crazy going on outside, like say it's Ghostbusters or something and people are like in a business meeting, then they open up the blinds and it's like the world is going to shit. And there's like the Marshmallow Man walking through the streets. I always think like just once in my life I'd like for that to happen.
One time when I was in a meeting for my old podcast, like a production meeting with two producers, my producer Keith, like I'm not joking, was like, yeah, so I think in the next season we should focus on people having sex. And then we all turned and across the street in the window across from our office was two people fucking. And we just sat there in silence and watched them fuck for like 15 minutes.
Damn it.
At one point, the guy.
What?
The guy got up and like clearly had finished. Like he had clearly come. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, okay, I guess it's over.
And then started masturbating?
No. He walked out of the room and we were like, okay, I guess it's over. And then he walked back in the room and holds up a Hitachi and goes in. Like picks up a vibrator and is like, and then goes in. And we were like, okay, this is getting a little too intense. I mean, like, had to finish the meeting.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy. Back to this caller. We cut you off. They cut us off.
I just think that this is not entirely your feelings, but also a product of the timing. Not a product of the timing. I think that this is a product of the timing is because
I actually don't know what you're trying to say. So
you
I
don't?
Cannot,
no. I just said it before we got interrupted. I think that this is not a coincidence that you suddenly, right when he gets out of the situationship, you kind of want to get back with him.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that there's a lot of factors at play. Besides the fact that you just decided that you like him again. But because of that, I don't think he's just got out of a situationship. He's not going anywhere. I think you should wait it out a little.
I think wait it out, keep spending time with him. And then if when things are settled, you still think you have feelings for him, make a move.
But how does she asked, how does she make a move? I think you have the advantage here because you did date before. So you know the kind of stuff that he likes and you have like all kinds of romantic memories together. Or at least you should have at least one. Conjure up a memory when you're talking to him, when you're in an intimate moment after you've given it time. Don't do this like this week, assuming that they broke up like on Tuesday. You need to like wait and make sure. I know that you don't feel like it and you think that your feelings are completely your own, but like not influenced rather. Just make sure that your feelings are 100%. Here's the thing. If you've hurt, this is the problem with dating a guy that you've hurt before. You literally can't break up with him a second time. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't. Like,
yeah.
It's just a guy that you've already broken his heart. You can't go back to him
and then do it again.
It will actually, it's fucked up and you're only human. I've had the exact same thing where I'm like, oh, like I broke up with a guy.
You kill him?
You have to wait for him to break up with you.
Sure.
I broke up with a guy a little while ago, like when I was still living in New York for a long time.
Yeah,
you remember this. And I, like, as soon as you break up with him, you're like, ugh, did I make a mistake?
Yeah.
You want to go back. But then I remember someone telling me, like, do you understand that if you do ask for him back, you have to wait till he breaks up with you if you ever want to go. You cannot break up with him again. And I'm like, fuck. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't end up doing that. And I waited it out. You need to be 100% sure you're not going to fuck him up again.
Totally.
Like, you cannot break his heart again. But if you really have taken the time and you feel like you're ready, the way that you make a move is you use your history to your advantage, and you bring up when you're like sitting alone, hanging out in his room or something, yeah, or like maybe, I don't know, you're like out at a party, but in the corner having a drink, you'll say something like, remember that time when we, blah, blah, blah. Remember the time when we had sex in the parking lot, or remember the time that we had our first kiss, or something romantic or sexual that you had the first time around. Bring it up and be like, I really had fun that time. Did you? Like, just like flirt a little and you'll end up making out. That's what's going
to
happen.
I think that's, I think that is sound advice, but just give it some time to make sure that he's healed a little bit and that you actually want to do this.
Amen. That wasn't too tricky.
No, I guess the, yeah, no, you were right. You ultimately were right.
Thanks.
Okay, but we already said it, but again, please call in 929-269-4960.
Don't forget to watch on YouTube.
Watch on YouTube. Tell your friends.
Please just tell one friend.
Tell one friend. Post something about us to your Instagram stories. Yeah. Rate and review.
You can make it embarrassing. Talk about how I had semen in my eye. I have to flush my eyeball. We have 2 minutes left. You have anything else to share?
No.
Did you see Taylor Swift performing in Australia?
I saw some clips of it. I feel like at this point I've watched enough Eras Tour clips that I don't really watch it anymore.
She introduced her surprise song as, you should have said Nor.
Oh, I did see that.
So
also,
funny.
That girl, I will say I watched a lot of that girl who having the meltdown because Exile was the surprise song. Do you know about this?
Yes. And at a certain point, it's like,
her friends,
are you okay?
I'm sorry, I just like her friends like looking at each other being like, oh, it's so funny.
And also like Exile, really? Okay. Yeah.
Also, I'm so obsessed with the Willy Wonka Glasgow experience. Like, I can't even talk
about
it.
Oh, see,
like,
I haven't really gotten into that yet.
It's like literally my number one obsession. I've watched every video. I've read the script. It's like, I'm obsessed with it.
Iconic.
It's
okay,
so funny.
I need to check it out. Is this like the AI dupe thing that they
like,
did?
Yeah, but they charged like $40 a ticket, and like the kids got there, and apparently the entire thing took 2 minutes to walk through. Like, the you have to look at the photos. It's like the funniest thing in the world.
With like the wig, is this? Am I?
There's like a sad actress playing an Oompa Loompa who's just like, this sucks. And then like they wrote the AI script, and like in the AI script came up with this thing called the Unknown. That's like an evil chocolatier that lives in the walls of the factory. And so this guy in like a mask is like hiding behind a mirror and like jumping out, and the kids are like, no! Like, wait, I'm gonna show you this clip, and then we'll end the episode. It's literally
an evil chocolatier.
Like, you have.
Should we rate our or read our 5-star reviews real quick?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, this is so cheap. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna just real quick our reviews. Okay, I wanna thank you, ZDITT, for your lovely review right before Valentine's Day. I wanna thank Zdub. Wait, are those the same people? Oh my God, please do not chew/eat in the mic. I love you so much, but the girlies with misophonia. I totally, okay, I understand. Thank you for saying that. I will say it was one time, so let's all take it down a notch, but I understand. MaxiWPW, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Some of these things. Take a shot every time Jake says, do you know what I mean? That's okay. Talia's mouth sounds are atrocious, and sometimes I feel like they're rushing a bit, but I love them.
That's just because we talk fast.
Maddie Barrett. You know what? You're brave for putting your first and last name. No, you're a queen. Can I actually, are we running out of time?
I mean, we probably have like a minute left. Why?
Speaking of people who like have the time, actually, I'm not even going to read it. I got the most insane DM of my life from somebody who had like their first and last name in it. I sent it to my mom just because I was like, I want to do something with this, but there's something. Yeah. I was just like, can you believe I received this message? And my mom was like looking up lawyers, and she was like, you need to sue. I was like, what?
Oh my God.
It was actually like the most threatening and insane message anyone has ever, I've ever read. And it was about me.
I'm so sorry.
I was sort of like, and then I looked at this person's profile like a 19-year-old. I'm like, how are you so filled with hate? I just couldn't even believe. And I was like, I sent it to my mom because which was a mistake because now she's worried, but she was like, this is the type of shit that leads people. Thank God I'm not in a fragile state, but it leads people to like kill themselves.
Yeah.
And if this were shown in court after somebody died, like killed themselves, this person would go to jail. Like, it was like that bad. And she's like, wow, you're so brave for putting your whole first and last name. And I know that I would have been the one who would have gotten in trouble if I doxed her, which sucks.
Yeah, that is true.
Anyway, lots of good reviews. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Write more. We'll read them on the pod next week.
Yeah. Bye.
We love you. Bye.